Welcome to today's Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Bob Wilson from the Perry Chamber. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Several things to recap. Let's start first with there was a ribbon cutting yesterday for the Nudgers and a really good turnout.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. The Nudgers are a nonprofit organization in town that rehabilitate buildings. They've done that to the Fox Lunch building, which is right next to their current building or current project, which is the old Eagles building. A lot of people will know it as it houses the Perry Chief now. There are four apartments upstairs that they've renovated, historically preserved. They're awesome apartments. It's just amazing that they're downtown and they look so great. What we did yesterday was they joined the chamber a few months ago, but wanted to get their open retail space kind of cleaned up a little bit. And so we celebrated them not only joining the chamber, but also just bringing awareness that that is a volunteer committee or board, one step at a time, one building at a time, trying to save the downtown buildings. It's a great group. Sherry Scheib is such a huge Perry cheerleader. We love her, and Joe Warnock doing a lot of great work. Obviously, the mayor, Jay Patti, has been on that committee for a really long time since it started, and that space is available. It's beautiful. It's wide open right now, too. That's the kind of cool thing. They didn't finish it off totally, so it's a blank canvas. You could essentially turn it into anything you want. So contact Sherry Scheib or myself. I can get you in touch with any of the Nudgers, but we're happy to have them on board with the chamber as well. As it was just a great event. It was cool to see. What I love about Sherry and the Nudgers too is they represented a lot of different businesses with Perry Perk and Molly Rowe and various food. They had popcorn from the theater and just ways that they can bring everything together. Hartman's Floral was represented. You know, it's just a great way to celebrate the whole community, and that's what they're all about. So welcome to the chamber, and we look forward to future projects from the Nudgers.
Very good. The social media roundtable series also kicked off yesterday. Tell us about that.
This was kind of cool. Jay Hartz was the moderator. It's just, we're kind of launching it as a three-part series once a month. And the conversation just started basically with I guess I had to leave a little bit early, so I was only there for about 35, 40 minutes. But I already learned about claiming your business on various search engines and simple things that don't cost any money for businesses, but bring your entity to the top of the search engine. And that's what it's all about. Millennials now are ultra connected at all times. They want to have access to information right away, and you don't want them to have to work very hard for it. And that's what it comes down to. Social media is one of those avenues. Jay at the Hotel Patti has utilized Facebook to his that's one of his biggest marketing plans now. A lot of Facebook users we're finding are a bit older in the age bracket, and that's something that suits his business. So what we talked about was just that, starting out with some very basic knowledge, did a survey to kind of see where you're at in your business, very low pressure, and I cannot encourage you enough to get involved. The conversation is very loose, but also very productive, and we look forward to that. It is free. It was in the hotel ballroom, very laid back, and it's very, very important for us as small business owners and small business advocates to find all of our resources and utilize them to the best of our ability, and that's just one way, that's social media. So we look forward to the next session.
Very good. Something we forgot to mention last week was the Chamber Board recently heard from a representative from the Small Business Administration, and there's some opportunities for ways they can help people out too.
Yeah, we had Terry Case from the Small Business Administration. He's a lending specialist, a relations specialist there. So he works with a lot of the banks. But the neat thing that we get questions all the time, how do you start a business? Or, you know, it's so hard to start a business in Perry. Well, a lot of these people are saying that without, we'll ask for what's your business plan? Where is your source of funding? I don't know, or I don't have that, or what do you mean? And so oftentimes we send them, or what I'll do is send them to the Iowa Economic Development Authority. There's a website there called Iowa SourceLink that has some business 101 stuff. SBA has a plethora of information and resources. I now have a great guide down at the chamber office. All the chamber members have them too. If you know anybody interested, if you're just kicking around the idea, your early stages, there's a Ready, Set, Go program that we're going to implement, which is just basically starting out. You're in the infancy of brainstorming. How do I take this, maybe what I think is a great idea, to fruition and turn it into a business? So that's something in the chamber that we see as an extremely important membership benefit, and what we're going to try to continue promoting and giving to our members. So we are glad that we had that connection, and it was a great presentation. Stay tuned. We are going to bring that Ready, Set, Go program. It will be a free program, three-part series, about 45 to an hour each session. And I think that'll add a lot of value to the membership. So
very good.
Look forward to that.
couple things coming up this weekend. Something we've talked about a little bit was the Historic Preservation Awards coming up tomorrow.
1:30 tomorrow at Spring Valley Campus out there, the Spring Valley Retirement Community. Show up. Do it. I guarantee you're going to have fun. The recipients this year are very, very deserving. A lot of chamber connections, which is kind of neat to see. The chamber relies heavily on volunteers over the years. So 1:30 tomorrow at Spring Valley. Light refreshments will be provided. The Historic Preservation Commission is a great organization. Support them any way we can. And also take time to thank the people that make this a great community and give so many hours of their volunteering time. So I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.
Another effort to help spruce things up downtown, the flower program is continuing and people can help get involved.
Yep. If you have seen on the boulevard these yellow signs just hanging there, holding tight in this wind and wet weather. But Dave Wright, a chamber board member, is once again kind of taking on this challenge of getting flowers downtown and all the flower, the bump outs, the boulevard ends, the planters, everywhere he can put a flower, the firemen's tribute down there at Warford and First Street as well. So what we're trying to do is beautify downtown. And one step we do that is flowers are always beautiful. And so we need some, or we would appreciate some donations. We've had people walk in and throw us a few bills here and there, and that's greatly appreciated. Every little bit helps again. So if you are interested and you want to help out monetarily, that's great. Or perhaps actually getting your hands in the dirt. We will have a set time for us to do that in the middle of May. So stay tuned, and I can't thank Dave enough for kind of being the crusader on this, and we look forward to seeing what he comes up with this year.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
Don't forget it's prom weekend, so take a little bit of time, slow down, and be cautious for all those kids hot rodding out there.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
That's today's Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back with more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.